Rumblings at Mount St. Helens have prompted the U.S. Geological Survey to post a volcano advisory in southwestern Washington state. Scientists say there is a 70% chance that the mountain will have a small to moderate eruption within the next few days. But the volcano's behavior this time is different from its previous eruptions. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Lee Garnett reports.
On the winding road up Mount St. Helens, a horse stable has posted a new message on its signboard, which reads, "Here we go again." 1 week ago, geologists noticed a series of very small earthquakes right under the volcano's lava dome. At first, they thought the quakes were caused by water draining through the dome after some heavy rains. But recently, the shake started repeating every 15 seconds or so and grew more intense. The strongest so far have reached magnitude 3.3. Geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, Michael Polan, believes something is happening deep underground.
Whatever happening now is something more complicated, perhaps involving magma or something pushing its way up from below.
Scientists flew over the dome yesterday to see if carbon dioxide or sulfur gases were oozing from the volcano. That would indicate magma is near the top of the dome and ready to burst out. But their tests came up negative. Poland says that means any eruption should be mild compared to what happened 24 years ago.
A steam explosion is probably the most likely, but if there is a body of degassed magma that's trying to push its way through the dome, then we may also see a small eruption of lava on the floor of the crater or adding to the dome that's already there.
Poland was only 4 years old when St. Helens last erupted, and he thinks the potential of another eruption could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I can't sleep. The prospect of having kind of the volcano in the backyard wake up and make us all take notice is incredibly exciting.
As a precaution, Washington has shut off a 12-mile radius of state forest land around the mountain to the public, and area hospitals have been put on a disaster alert. Though recreation areas have closed, roads up the mountain remain open, and people are still coming to the lookout points at the National Monument. A thick fog hung over the mountain this day, holding down the number of tourists visiting the Johnston Observatory, located about 5 miles from the crater. Hugh O'Reilly traveled from Portland, planning to hike the mountain's edge.
Yeah, we came up with a little bit of concern that we might be turned back, but we don't know yet. Very few of us ever thought we were going to live within 40 miles of an active volcano.
The observatory offers a stunning view of the crater once the fog finally lifts. The Chamberlain family has traveled 3,000 miles from Florida to get away from the hurricanes. Donna Chamberlain says she's amazed by the panorama of stumps and lava flows from the 1980 eruption.
It's a strange feeling. I'm used to hurricanes. You can kind of run from them. I don't know if we can run from this or not. So.
What's more scary, a hurricane or a volcano?
I think a volcano, because a hurricane you have some notice. You can plan and escape.
At this point, it's not clear whether an escape from Mount St. Helens may be necessary. For now, geologists say the greatest danger is the possibility of a cloud of ash, which could be a hazard to aircraft, and possibly even metropolitan Portland. But they say it's unlikely that any eruption would be as powerful as the blast that blew the top off the mountain in 1980, killing 57 people. For NPR News, I'm Lee Garnett.
And there's a link to a volcano monitoring website at our website, npr.org.